I got a podcast today.
We are back. It is time again. Get ready for Mindfire with Maverick Matthews.
Well, let's talk about something that's beautiful.
But it's your job to bring your gift and to mend the part that you can touch.
It's unbelievable to have this kind of power.
What you got ain't nothing new. This country's hard on people. You can't stop what's coming. Ain't all waiting on you. That's vanity.
Mindfire, only on Fringe FM. I am your host, Maverick Matthews. And this week I have a special extended Halloween set for you. 35 minutes of groovy beats. Before we get into that, I'm going to tell you a short little story, as usual. I'd also like to apologize if you hear any background noise. It's because I am on the road, doing some traveling and some touring. And I have some tour dates coming up soon to tell you about. So stay tuned for those. But this week's mix, this DJ mix, was played live at Love Manor in Los Angeles, California. Love Manor is a production that is put on by designer Johnny Love, who I've worked with in Hollywood for over a decade. And Johnny does amazing work, and he's been putting on a show called Love Manor, and he took a little hiatus, and this was the first year back. This is going to be an annual production. If you want to see pictures, you can go to johnny-love.com or just go to the interwebs and Google Johnny Love Halloween Party 2022 Los Angeles, and you'll see lots of pics. I probably will be posting some of these on my Instagram as well. You can find my Instagram at @the_real_MaverickMatthews. Now, before we get to the electronic music, I want to tell you a short little story about what the esoteric mystery schools say is the true origin of Halloween, of All Hallows' Eve. Now, of course, there's a lot of different stories about why Halloween exists. And, of course, in, you know, just south of us here, we have countries that celebrate the Day of the Dead. If you think about it, Halloween is actually a pretty creepy holiday. And if you just look at it from a, like if you were an alien landing on this planet and you saw all the dress up and all the costume and pageantry and the decorations in front of people's houses, it's pretty morbid. It's pretty morbid. When I started studying the esoteric mystery schools, I found out that some mystery schools and some esoteric traditions hold that the true origin of Halloween is tied to the Great Flood myth or the Great Flood story. Now, of course, this is mentioned in the Bible. It's mentioned in a lot of oral histories and traditions of native peoples. It's mentioned in a lot of cosmologies. It's fascinating, though, that in all of them, the basic concept of a massive flood is the core tenet, a massive flood. According to some esoteric traditions, this flood was not the work of a god, but the work of some kind of asteroid impact. that melted the poles. And it is fact that if you study the world's coastlines and the geological history of the levels of the ocean, you will find that there were actually a bunch of ancient civilizations at about 400 feet deep right now. And you can find some of these around the world. You can see them on some of the coasts off of Spain and off of Greece. They've done excavations around this depth in Japan. You can actually see, now we've discovered remnants of some of these ancient civilizations, and it's because it is estimated that during this period of the Great Flood, and the time of it is actually obviously up for debate, but that doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter when it happened. All that matters is that we're pretty confident that something happened. And when this rise in the oceans happened, it caused the oceans to rise about 400 feet. And so now at about 400 feet deep around the world, they're finding all this archaeological underwater evidence. Now, stuff that's underwater is generally not very well preserved. And so it's very basic. But if you look at the stuff from Japan, off the coast of Japan, pretty amazing, actually. And you could just Google 400-foot depth ancient remnants of civilization, and you'll find all kinds of stuff. The point I wanted to make, though, and what is preserved in the esoteric mystery schools, is that some kind of cataclysmic event happened, whether it was a massive solar flare, maybe melting a lot of the ice caps, or maybe an asteroid impact. The ocean levels rose, and we're not talking about climate change here. We're talking about something that caused a large portion of one of the polar caps to melt, probably an impact of some kind. And what that meant was, not only were there massive tidal waves and potentially massive flooding in a lot of coastal regions, and of course human beings have always chosen coastal areas to habitate. If you look at the majority of our country, it's mostly on the coasts in terms of population density. And that's because there's a lot of food there, right? And it's generally better climate, etc. And you can get on a boat and travel up and down the coast and get from place to place. Well, if all of a sudden the ocean levels rose 400 feet in a matter of maybe a couple days, that would really wipe out a lot. And if it was a giant cataclysm, it could put a tidal wave pretty far inland. And there's actually some really rad digital generators of this online you can look around and search for that will kind of show you how far a tidal wave would go inland nowadays based on elevation and stuff like that. So even on the Big Island of Hawaii, it's interesting, there is evidence of some kind of cataclysmic tidal event carrying shells and things way up into cliffs and inland. You can see these in some of the sides of places like Polulu Valley or Waipio Valley. It seems pretty obvious that some kind of cataclysmic event swept the planet, if not all at once at different periods, but according to the esoteric mystery schools, this happened all at once. And it killed a lot of people from giant tidal waves. This was the flood of the biblical times, the flood of all these ancient traditions. And when the waters receded, there were a lot of bodies left. And according to some esoteric mystery schools, the scattering of all these dead bodies is actually what Halloween is celebrating. It is celebrating not the dead bodies, but the fact that humanity wasn't completely wiped off the face of the planet. And studies of the human genome have actually helped us basically determining its path. These studies have helped us understand that there were certain periods where the human population on the planet was reduced to maybe 50,000, and some estimates even say less than 20,000 humans on the entire planet. Now, if something did hit the ice caps and melt a bunch of ice and raise the sea levels, it probably also would have messed with the atmosphere in terms of maybe a dust cloud or who knows. But you have to imagine a cataclysm spanning the entire planet and a handful of people being left. And they would have just been surrounded by destruction and death. And in celebration of our survival, Some esoteric mystery schools say that that is the true origin of the celebration of Halloween. Now, I like this idea, not because of the tragedy that it represents, but because of just the concept that we are the descendants. All the people on the earth are the descendants of this tiny group of human beings, maybe 20, 30, 40,000 people scattered around the entire globe, surrounded by so much chaos, and yet somehow putting their heads down, putting their nose to the grindstone, and making it happen. I don't know about you, but a lot of people around me right now are really struggling. There is a mind fire sweeping our country. They say that 70% of Americans are on some kind of pharmaceutical drug, and 40% of Americans are on at least two. Many three or more. Not only is this unacceptable, it represents a mental illness. Because true health does not come from supplementation. It comes from action. It comes from focus. It comes from discipline. True health is not taking a pill. And if our society can only find a kind of equilibrium by taking drugs, that's a real problem. And so it's interesting to think about our species being wiped out by a cataclysm, but it's also interesting to think about our species being wiped out simply by its own bad behavior and bad decisions. I bet you can hear the background noise now. Beep, beep. That's what happens when you broadcast from the road, folks. But, you know, we're in a dangerous time. Obviously, everybody knows what's happening in Russia. Everybody knows what's happening all around the world. You know, some of these nonprofits that track human rights violations say that there's more than 60 countries engaging in horrific human rights violation right now. So, this Halloween, instead of thinking about candy, thinking about just going to some party and getting hammered, maybe think about how lucky we are just to be alive and awake in this period of time and celebrate it as a ritual of renewal where we stand at the precipice of another potential massive catastrophe and yet we as a species, as a society, certainly in Western America, have to find a way forward to overcome it. And what is that way? Well, it is by getting together again and tribing up, finding like-minded people and spending time with them in meat space, not on a digital platform. And if the truth were to be told, if I were to give you my honest opinion, I think a solar flare would be the best thing that could ever happen to our society. Something that wiped out all the digital impact, the internet and phones and computers and all this digital technology has had on us. I went to a store this morning to buy some dog food, and there wasn't even an option to have someone check out. You just walked up to a computer and interacted with a computer and got your stuff from a computer, and you thanked the computer and the computer, computer, computer. Quantum, quantum, quantum. It's all removing the humanity from our experience. So it is our job to replace it. How do you do that? Create something beautiful. Spend time with somebody who's lonely. Go and find your friends and be with them. All right, that's enough. Quite a diatribe from me today. Thank you for being patient and listening to that. I know it was mind-numbing. But Halloween does have sacred origins, and we are here because of it. So let's listen to some of this electronic music. I hope you enjoy it. Visit me at maverickmatthews.com or check out my page on fringe.fm. And most importantly, thank you for listening and thank you for being here. My name is Maverick Matthews, and this is Mindfire, only on Fringe FM. Thank you.
give it all up if you only could. Oh, there's an empty place in my bones that calls out for something unknown. The fame and praise come year after year does nothing for these empty tears.
Thank you. leave no doors to find God. If you believe...
Believe? If you believe, my dear Francesca, you are... God.
Listening to Maverick Matthews' Mindfire, only on Fringe FM.
Please. the failing beat of your own heart. Or the footsteps of someone who just a moment before was in your room. But let us not dwell on terror. The knowledge of terror is vouchsafed only to the precious few.
Listening to Maverick Matthews' Mindfire, only on Fringe FM.
Can we resolve the past, lurking jaws, joints of time, the base, to come of age in a dry place, holes and caves? The music was new, black, polished chrome, and came over the summer like liquid night. The DJs took pills to stay awake and play for 7 days.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Mindfire Gang, and I'll catch you next time. Only on Fringe FM.